Okay, good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. Injury update. Following two players will not practice. Cordy Glenn, still with the foot ankle situation, and then Zay Jones with the knee. Charles and EJ will both be limited today. So with that, we'll open it up to questions.
Is there some sort of setback for Cordy that he's not practicing this
week? No, just, you know, he's got some soreness in there. We're just trying to take it one day at a time right now, really.
Do you think it's a byproduct of having to play two games in 5 days, just the wear and tear factor there?
I don't know. I mean, we'll just, like I said, just, you know, I'm not a doctor, so we'll just take a look at it and trust our training staff and their evaluation of things.
I was going to ask you about, does your no offensive line need to play better?
I'm sorry?
Does your offensive line need to play better with or without Cordy?
Well, I think, you know, I think we all need to play better. You know, I need to coach better, and that's the part of growing as a football team, building as a football team into what we're trying to become as a football team. To say we're where we need to be, you know, we're not where we need to be. We've had moments, just like the offensive line has had moments. That's what we're looking forward to as we practice today, is to continue to establish the standard, really.
Along the same lines, when it comes to turnovers, you've been thriving among turnovers when, you know, in your wins and even in the Atlantic game. Does it worry you that you've been leaking yards, and when you can't get turnovers, that you just can't be, as imposing on defense, that some of the flaws are being shown?
Well, I mean, the number one goal is to keep people off the scoreboard. You know, I've been around this defense, this system for a long time, and, you know, it's yards are not important. Yards don't win games. You know, points are what win games. And we've got to score points offensively and special teams-wise, and then we've got to keep people off the scoreboard. I'm stating the obvious, but that, you know, is the end result, what we're looking for. That's the goal. We've had some good days doing that. We've had some days where we've given up yards that have led to points, to your point. You know, so I recognize that. And we, you know, just like I said earlier, we've got to continue to grow, continue to build, and get better in all three phases of our game. We're not where we need to be.
And as a follow-up, just a missed tackling, was that a one-off, or at least you must hope it's a one-off, just how inefficient you were in that phase of the game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we've tackled well up to that game, and so we've got to get back at it this week. Like I said the other week, if it's something that if you don't, like fundamentals overall, if you don't work on it, if you don't emphasize it, you know, that's what happens. It sags or it lags in that regard. So, and that's, you know, we had a day and a half of practice. So now we're looking forward to getting back to a normal routine, normal practice, week of practice, and get better in all those areas.
How big of a concern is the lack of pressure being able to get on quarterbacks, especially with Drew Brees coming to town?
Yeah, you've got to be able to affect the quarterback with your front four. There's no doubt. Vic, so you know, there's times we've done that. There's times when we haven't done it as much as we need to, and we know that, and so that'll be a big challenge this week, just like it is every week. So got a good quarterback coming to town, and a big challenge.
And as a follow-up, is it strategic kind of changes? Who's in there in the rotation or positioning of people, or schematically, what are ways you can improve it on a consistent basis?
Well, you just got to continue to get better, number one, fundamentally, and make sure we've got a coordinated plan, which we have, and the execution's got to be fast and physical. Hand violence is a big part of this game. You heard me mention that the other day, with getting off blocks, with rushing the passer, with tackling, you know, the subject that was brought up earlier. So that's we've got to play violent football.
Your coach, you faced Drew a lot, obviously, so far in your career. For his stature, what he's been able to do, why is he kind of so special in that regard? Like, what separates him from a lot of quarterbacks his size really haven't succeeded like he has in this league?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like you look at it, and he's not a tall player in terms of his height. He's smart, extremely smart. Anticipates. He knows the game, and he's well coached. So, I've been able to watch him up close for a number of years, and then, like I mentioned, was at the Pro Bowl with him a year or two there, and just to watch his habits, you watch what he does when he's practicing, and so it's by no mistake or no accident that he's had the success that he's had to this point.
Hey, Sean, as good
Breeze is, would you agree, though, that their offense really maybe has taken a step up because of the running game? And they haven't always been, they got a two-headed monster now with Kamara and Ingram. They haven't always run the ball as well. It's always been Breeze. Do you think the running game has really taken them up a level?
Well, you know, you could probably say that when you go back over the years of watching this offense and Coach Payton, they've run the ball and they've wanted to run the ball some years more and better than others. That's probably natural of any offense. 41, we understand, is a very, very good football player early in his career. So he runs the ball from the backfield. He's out, you know, as a receiver as well. So it's just another weapon that they've added now to an already, what was an already potent offense.
Would you credit Kamara, Coach, with the main reason why they seem to be a lot more effective with the screen game? I don't recall that being a major part of their offense. You would be able to
it's always been. Yeah, Chris, it's always been a big part of this offense. Yeah, I mean, when you go back, Reggie Bush, you know, Sproles over the years, I mean, they've always had a good screen game, and he does a great job of calling it at the right time. So, tries to keep you off balance, you know, and they do a really good job not only calling it but also executing with their linemen, you know, as well. So very, very big part of this potent offense.
What did you know about Jordan Boyer before you guys went out and got him, and how has he impressed you to this point?
Well, we knew, had some inside info, if you want to call it that, from Coach Babich, you know, our safeties coach. He was with Jordan in Cleveland there for a short amount of time and you know, really was probably not a guy on a lot of people's radars because of the injury he had last year. But again, we had that information from Coach Babich, so he's a guy that we evaluated during the free agent period there. And you saw on tape what he is and what he's done for us this year. You saw the toughness. You saw the fundamentals and just a good football player. Very similar, I would say. I don't like comparing players, but in my history, Kirk Coleman, safety we had in Carolina, who's had a nice career so far. So similar style to Kirk Coleman, and I'm thankful that we have Jordan right now.
You get any sense that Trey White's extra up in this game, being from Louisiana, and that Lattimore is a guy being touted for defensive rookie of the year?
All, you know, probably relevant. That's probably more of a question for Trey. You know, he gets up every game. You know, we treat every game as a big game because it's the next game on the schedule. No different in this case. So, but other than that, it's probably more of a question for Trey, honestly.
Saints blocked a punt for a touchdown last week. They also tried a funky throwback on kickoff. Does that, I know you concentrate on special teams a lot, but does that kind of perk yours up and make you kind of more attention to detail this week to some of those things?
Right, you know, they do some things in all three phases that are very aggressive. They've got an aggressive team overall. You know, certainly we saw what they tried to do last week, and you know, Coach Payton has done surprise on. He's done some things surprise on side. He attacks the game that way. So we've got to be detailed every week, and so that's again as we look to grow. I mean, that's. You know, if the standard's here, that's where we're trying to get to. Detail, every week it's the same. So that's what I'm trying to communicate to you guys, that every week we have to continue to grow in detail, fundamentals, technique, effort. You know, and effort's been really good, as you've seen. So that's just becoming and building towards becoming a better football team.
You've talked about, even before you got, when you were in Carolina, about what that stadium is like when it's rocking and the Bills are scoring and have the momentum. What have you noticed during this 4-0 run, being the last team to be unbeaten at home? What have you noticed about that stadium right now and what advantage it gets as opposed to maybe some other places?
You're talking about our stadium here, right? Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I've mentioned this before. It's a special place to play. You know, it's a place where, you know, our guys embrace playing at home. It's a very comfortable situation for us that way. You know, so it's a nice environment for a home team and a challenging environment otherwise. But, you know, really this is – we're focused on this opponent, you know, and this is a good opponent, and they're 6-2, 1-6 straight. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, and we've got to prepare to play well.
Do you think good teams adapt to their stadium? I mean, New Orleans in the Dome and Green Bay and Lambeau Field when they're playing well. I mean,
Is that a factor?
Well, I know going down there, I mean, in the division over the years, going down there is a challenge, you know, and you know, they do a tremendous job. Their fans get behind them down there. Very, very tough place to play, loud. You know, their tempo is up down there, of course, and you know, the success that they've had down there speaks for itself.
Hey, Sean, Atlanta, obviously a lot of talented players on that offense. Would you say right now the Saints might be the best offense you've seen coming into this game?
I would say they rival that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're playing at a high level, the number two ranked offense overall, and an elite quarterback, future Hall of Famer. I think he ranks third on the all-time yardage list, right behind behind Favre and Manning. So, what a challenge, right? What a challenge for a team that we're building. And you know, I'm looking forward to watching us prepare, go through the process this week one day at a time, and that really started Monday and they'll continue today.
Sean, in regards to Calvin, you said you wanted to take a wait and see how far along he was. How has he done in terms of war with Tyrod and getting him?
He's done a nice job so far, you know, and getting credit to Calvin and credit to Coach McGagan and also his teammates. They've helped as well. So it's been a team effort, and you know, he made progress Monday, did some good things on the field there, and then we'll see today how he does and as we continue to move forward throughout the rest of the week.
Sean, with Cordy, just for clarity, is that the same foot and ankle from the preseason or the one he had? Because he's been dealing with both, correct?
Right.
Just the one the whole time.
I believe it's the same one, right.
Do you guys coaches always look forward next game? Have you talked to the team, either when you got here or after you got up to a good start, about the history here, that not having the playoffs, having some good starts, not end up being decent seasons, or do you just not address that stuff at all?
Well, I believe each team is different. I went through a situation in Carolina where we went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then the next year, the following year, it was a different team. And I learned that was a great lesson for me to learn, because with different teams come different cultures, and you got to rebuild the culture. And so, you know, that's in my mind, they're separate. You know, you certainly tie into the tradition and understand the tradition, understand the roots and the passion of this great city. So I think that's an important part of it. That said, you know, this team is different than teams years ago or the team last year. That's just how it is every year, whether it's football in my mind or any team. You know, my kids' teams, they're different year to year than they were the year before. So each team takes on its own personality.
At any point, do you look at the playoff standings? I figured I knew the answer.
Well, honestly, right now I'm looking at Drew Brees, right? That's all I got to say, Drew Brees, Sean Payton. How's your week look? Right.
Yeah, they're first in the league in not allowing sacks. You're 28th in getting sacks. Is that right? A game where you kind of just concede you're not going to get to play coverage?
Concede. Help me with that word, concede. I'm not sure that's in my vocabulary.
Well, you haven't been blitzed a lot, so maybe that's not a way to go against him.
Right. Each game plan is different, really, Jay. I mean, just, you know, you look at it, and he gets the ball out fast, to your point. You know, so we got to do some different things, you know. And, I mean, every game you look at, and I've gone up against Drew a lot and got all the respect in the world for him. His quarterback rating is going to be high, and sacks are going to be low. I mean, that's all – they all bake into that QBR, you know. So, you know, he's a talented quarterback in a good system with a good coach, and that's why they've been who they've been over the years, and now their defense is playing well. So credit to them, credit to their coaches, and you know, so there's six wins in a row.
What's your relationship like with Sean Payton?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Payton. You know, early on in my NFL career, he was still with the Eagles, in a different role, obviously, than he is now. So I had a chance to watch him and his kind of how he got his start, really. And, you know, he's worked himself up, and then he was with the Giants when I was with the Eagles on a more consistent basis there. And as my career got going and certainly gave people fits in the division, and now and then he got the job, and I believe it was Dallas after that, and then now at New Orleans. So he's well established as a as one of, if not, like I mentioned the other day, the best offensive coaches in the league.
What's it like going back and forth with a guy like that? I mean, you go through the series history with you two, but they put up 40, but then you can hold them to 10. I mean, what's that cat and mouse game like?
Yeah, I mean, it's it all starts from, I think, a foundation of, for me, a mutual respect, you know, of just, you know, knowing what they do, respecting it. You know, the hardest, one of the hardest parts is to get other people to understand, especially your first time going against this type of offense, what it takes to have any type of success against this type of offense. You know, he's brilliant from that standpoint in terms of what he does with situational football, what he does with down and distance, what he does with personnel groupings, tempo. He's way ahead of the curve as far as that goes.
Any parallel to what the Saints, what Sean did with the Saints, and bringing them back to respectability? Or, you know, even any sense of respect after being the Aints for so long and taking them to the Super Bowl. And in some ways, you're stepping into a relatively similar situation with the 17-year draft.
Right. I mean, there probably are some parallels there. But really, I'm just focused right now on, you know, November 8th. I guess most of my watch is right. And Wednesday practice. After the season, maybe another time we'll be able to sit down and take, you know, bigger picture perspective on that, to look at it more closely. But yeah, I mean, they certainly got it going down there, and they got it cranked up. And you mentioned the home field that they established down there, and so you know, they've been to where we're trying to get to, and a lot of credit goes to them.
Do you have any concerns at all that after the game against the Jets, the team's overall confidence took somewhat of a hit?
No, I mean, we don't put too much into one game. You know, I was asked this, I believe it was Monday, and we've got a group of guys that work hard, and you know, you got to learn from it. You either win or you learn, and we learned. We learned a lot of valuable lessons, and I learned a little bit more about our team, and I think they learned how important it is to stay on your game in order to sustain winning, and that's hard to do in this league, is sustain success. And so, you know, that's probably the biggest thing we took out of that game, and then how important fundamentals are, right? So if you don't use it, you lose it, and we've got to continue to drill it, and that's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge every week around the league, just like the jump shot is in the NFL, right? It's somewhat of a lost art, so we've got to continue to drill those, because those correlate to winning.